If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
BJ and Jamie.
Bum, bum, bum. Well, here we go. BJ, Jamie Morning Show, live from the KALC studios, Denver, Colorado. Alice 1059 on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Put it on your phone. It's free. You'll get the podcast there after the program today at 10. And you can listen to us anywhere. In fact, you can listen in Florida. Hi, Mr. Florida. Mr. Florida is listening this morning. I don't know exactly where he's from, but Tim, that is. So big shout out to Tim this morning. Hey, we have snow coming in, don't we?
Yeah, apparently.
Well, I'm a little confused on it. I'm a little bit confused here because it's either going to be a trace of snow or 6 inches of snow. We don't really know.
Mountain Wave weather guy will be able to tell us.
When's he coming on?
8 o'clock.
We're going to need him today.
Yeah.
We need him to clear all this up, Schmidil, because I'm very confused. First, let me start with Kylie over at Fox 31, the lovely and talented Kylie Burse. Fox 31.
This morning.
Whoa, here we go.
From the north. So in general, we're going to start off with sunshine. It's going to be a windy day. And then we do move in some showers and thunderstorms. And then eventually some snowfall. Uh-oh. Waking up to snow on Friday morning. Uh-oh. And then expected to snow throughout the day on Friday. Uh-oh. Even into Saturday morning.
Oh, no.
A lot of this going to be melting on contact just because those temperatures are going to be in the mid to upper 30s.
You get nothing there. Nothing.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going to happen.
From what it sounds like, just grass accumulation. That's
so
it.
So I go to the National Weather Service because they put out their map, you know, and they've got at DIA anywhere from 1 to 7 inches.
that sounds about right for their standard range.
So we'll get it cleared up later on this morning, 8 o'clock with the Mountain Wave Weather Dude. Good morning, Jamie.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Oh, this morning you're the lady in red.
God, you're weird.
Just right out the gate with the creepy.
That's a great sweater.
Oh, well, thanks. You can borrow
Beautiful.
It. You can borrow it.
Beautiful.
You can borrow it. Yeah, it's from Amazon.
Yeah. Is it really?
Yeah.
Is it really?
It really is. Yeah.
It's a Chinese sweater.
It's a nice Chinese sweater. And it was only like $19, but now it'll be $190.
Yeah. Well, it's sweater weather.
Yeah, it is sweater weather. That's sweater weather.
How are you today?
I'm good,
good
still.
Good.
Yep.
Good.
Just like last time.
Yeah, just thought I'd check on you.
No, you
are. Are you in a bad attitude?
No,
you got a bad attitude
now.
Or something?
You've asked twice.
Well, I'm just asking.
No, but how are you?
I'm doing great.
Good.
I'm doing great. I'm
how
fired
are you?
Up today. I'm doing great.
Good.
I'm doing great. I'm fired up today.
Yeah,
my kid gets out of school early today,
yeah.
So I got to go pick him up, and then he's off for Good Friday.
Oh.
It's Easter weekend, and so we have a lot of time together for the next 2 days.
Spring break's over. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, spring break's over.
So they just get Friday off?
Yeah, yeah. He gets Friday. Well, he gets today off. They go for 2 hours. I don't get that.
They do?
Yeah.
What a pain in the butt.
He's
got to
be dropped off at school by 8 o'clock this morning. Then I pick him up at 10.
Well, what are you going to do 2 hours with a first grader?
Yeah, I don't know.
What's going to happen
over
there?
That's just unorganized.
What, you just getting together for milk and cookies?
That's weird.
What's going on over there? So I got to go pick him up at 10. So me and him, we're going to go to lunch today. We're just going to hang out like dad and son do.
Why don't you guys go to Chuck E. Cheese?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think we're going to go to the mall and go to the arcade.
Nice.
You know, those claw machines. He loves the claw machines.
Well, actually, you know what? Now that I think of it, today's going to be the last nice day for a while. So it's going to be like 74.
Yeah, I think.
So why don't you guys go outside and play some ball?
Well, we may go to the golf course.
Nice.
Yeah, we may go over there and putt around just a little bit because he likes to do that.
Yeah.
And plus, there's a buddy of mine that's meeting me over there at some point today, he says.
Get some vitamin D. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Gets up until maybe 2 o'clock or so. It's supposed to start raining.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. My Alexa lies to me.
Yeah, well, everybody's lying this morning about the weather. Okay. That's what we were talking about when you walked in.
Gotcha.
Is that no idea what's going to happen. No idea. It's going to be a it's going to be one of those spring storms. It could be. The weather service is saying 1 to 7 inches.
Really?
1 to 7. DIA.
So, remember that one time they said 0 to 7?
I don't get it.
That one year?
I don't get it.
0 to 10? Like, well, what is that?
I think it's just the point of where they don't know is because of the conditions. You know, it's been so warm. How much of it's going to melt?
Yeah, that's true.
That's what they don't know, okay?
That is
They know there's going to be enough snow for being 7 inches, but they don't know how much it's going to melt.
I was at the little King Supers, you know, pop-up gas station where they have that little attendant in the little box, you know?
Yeah.
And so he was out there. And he came out from underneath the canopies, and he was just standing there, and he was, like, sun in his face. And I go, it's a beautiful day, huh? And I felt really old by saying that. And he goes, yeah, you need to get out here and stand with me because it's only going to be a few more days of this. And so I did. He and I stood, and we both looked up at the sun just with our eyes closed. I was like, this is a great idea.
Soaking it in. I like it.
We look like lunatics. Yeah. But then I noticed everybody was doing it. Like, there were two other guys. They were smoking. They were all looking up at the sky. There was a girl sitting in the grass, and she was, I was like, what is happening here? Because yesterday was beautiful.
It was nice
It
yesterday.
Was so perfect.
Yeah. It was a great day to take a nap, too. I soaked it up.
Did you?
Soaked up a nap.
Soaked in the pillow, did you?
I turned on the horse racing and went to sleep.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I don't know who won. I have no idea. I have no idea. I know I didn't win.
Yeah.
So,
But
I did sleep.
No, that's good.
Yep.
Good. Sleep is important.
You know what I did over the weekend when I played in the golf tournament?
What?
I walked over 10 miles.
Dang.
That shows you how bad I hit the ball.
Oh.
Yeah, because I'm back and forth, and forth. But I walked over 10 miles on Saturday.
Wow, that was good.
And I'm still sore. And it's Thursday.
I was like, that was good 4 days ago, 5 days ago.
Oh, that's plenty. No, that's plenty for April. That takes care of my April.
Oh, okay.
I swear. Yeah. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah.
If I get out there for 10 miles in one day,
you're done.
I'm good till Labor Day.
Nice.
Yeah. All right, we'll take a quick break here. We have the Mountain Wave Weather Guy coming up, Jamie, at 8 o'clock this morning.
No, so I heard that we're really promoting the hell out of this one.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're going to see how accurate he is. This is a tough one.
Oh, this is a test?
Yeah, this is a real test for him.
All right.
And, you know, he's so close to getting his little certificate.
Well, it's called a meteorologist, and it's kind of a hard deal.
Yeah.
It's not a little thing.
Yeah, I don't know how hard
there is.
That is
a lot of math.
Yeah.
There's so much crazy math. Oh, my God.
I couldn't do it.
He put up one of his problems, and I just looked at it. I was like, yeah, right.
Oh, piece of cake.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, piece of cake.
All right.
No problem. All right, BJ and Jamie, we'll be.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Be right back, Higa.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show from the beautiful Belco Studios here in Denver. It is a Thursday. I don't know why, but I think I feel good today because of the relief, the stress from taxes.
Yeah, I was thinking that this morning, too. When I woke up, I was like, ooh, I have nothing to do.
Yeah. You know, and as it was occurring, let's say on the 10th, 11th, whatever, I didn't realize how much stress we were going through at the time.
Think about the CPAs.
No, you're right.
Oh, they're so happy.
Yeah.
They're like,
My taxes cost $650 to do.
To do?
Yeah.
Wow.
But it's money well earned, I'm sure.
Well, there's two of you, right?
Yeah, it's a joint return.
Yeah,
so, it was $650. But I think that I feel good because that pressure is gone. Taxes are paid. That part's over. 12 months from now, we go through it again. So
let's check in with Schmidil, see how he's feeling, because he had to pay for the first time ever.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Not very good. Yeah.
Is part of the stress gone, though?
I mean, I don't have to worry about it anymore. $750, you know, that sucked.
It's money that's down the drain, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just set it to hit me on payday, so I got I'll get my check, and then pretty much all of it will go to the government.
Oh.
Yeah, it'll be awesome.
Every dime.
Let
me know if you need a loan.
Oh, thank you.
25% interest.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Well, think about it. Yeah. Just think about it.
Still better than a credit card.
If you get the bond, just think about it. You know, BJ's there for you.
I already negotiated with him about paying down his credit card. We already talked about that. I had an interest plan and everything, and he was kind of interested, and I was like, we're going to have to pull up some paperwork.
We got to get a legal document here.
Yeah.
Tax season's over. Good. I got a story for you. Now, I don't know if I've told you this yet. Maybe off air.
I can't remember.
No, nobody's gay. But here at the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, if we make a mistake, it could be bad because you could give out really bad information. Or it could be just minor, right? But there are certain jobs like car repair that you don't want to make a mistake. Okay.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. You know, over at the donut shop, well, you get it. If they forget to put the glaze on one, no big deal.
Are we going to go through every career?
let me think.
Yeah,
something
do another
else.
One. You know, like when you drive a tractor trailer and you don't hook up the trailer.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Well, no, that's a big one. That's
well,
a big.
Well, that would be.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah I'm yeah. talking about the little ones. Like you know, you order a hamburger and you say, "Hold the onions," and they put onions on. It's not a big deal, right?
Right, yeah.
So my neighbor comes rolling in 2 days ago. I'm standing outside. His Jeep is just boiling with smoke.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, Jamie, you could barely see the Jeep coming down the road.
Wow.
And I'm like, oh, my God, he's on fire. Well, it turned out he was coming home from the repair shop down the road.
Oh.
And they forgot to put a clamp on. They replaced his radiator.
And they forgot to put the hose on?
Forgot to put a clamp on the hose.
Yeah.
Yes. So the hose had shot off. All that antifreeze was under his hood, and it was blowing
off.
He picked it up by getting a radiator put in this thing, and they forgot to put a clamp on it.
Well, remember what happened to Carson? They didn't put the oil cap on.
Yeah, and I had oil leaking literally all over the place.
You got one job. I mean, that's a huge mistake. I've heard of people going in for tires and they forget a lug nut
I went in for tires and they put the wrong size on and the tire got caught in the wheel well and I couldn't get out of the parking lot. I turned to drive out of there. It's just stuck. It's like,
I've never had something like that happen to me.
Yeah.
But that's a huge mistake.
Yeah.
When you're driving out of the parking lot, your wheel gets stuck under the wheel well.
The tire was just like, yeah. And then
yesterday, the very next day, yesterday, they had to come in with a tow truck and take this thing back to the shop less than a mile down the road. Less than a mile. But all this hassle because somebody forgot a clamp.
You have one
That's
job.
It. That's
one job.
It.
Man.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
Yeah.
It's so irritating, too, just little things like that. Poor Carson. He was out with kitty litter and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, my God. There's still remnants of oil on my driveway.
Yeah.
He can see them with the magnifying glass.
Yeah. You can't get rid of that either.
Once you see it, you just cannot see it.
Yeah. You can try kitty litter. You can try
everything. I know, but you know how he is. It's probably pretty much gone.
Yeah.
But you know him.
Yeah.
It's still there in my mind. Like it just happened.
I find that crazy, though, that they forget to put an oil cap on or forget to put a clamp on. I mean, that's a big deal.
Major.
If this kid, and he's like 23 years old, if he had like left that place to go somewhere else, I mean, this guy would have been stranded out on C-470 or something.
You know what I was thinking about yesterday? I don't know why, but I was thinking, and this has nothing to do with the oil or any of that, but I was thinking, my God, BJ must have a lot of crap at his house. Because in the last like 2 years, I think you guys have gotten 4 dumpsters.
I feel like you get it like one at least every 6 months.
I'm like, where does this stuff come from?
A lot of crap. A lot of crap. And you know, here's the thing. When you start filling up a dumpster, at some point, you start off gung-ho, okay?
Yeah.
You're tossing everything. And then it gets about a third full. Then you start getting a little selective about it.
Oh,
you start
okay.
thinking, well, I might use this one day. I haven't used it in 20 years.
Right, but I might.
But I might use this one day.
And it's worth money.
And you put it back, and before you know it, they come and get the dumpsters half full. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And then 6 months later, I got another dumpster. Because now we've decided this time.
We're really doing it.
This time, it's a friggin' clearance sale, baby. It's gone, okay? And then my wife, she is so...
neat.
Well, she...
Say something nice.
She likes to play by the rules. I don't like to play by the rules with a dumpster. I don't know if you know dumpster rules.
What are the rules? I've never had one.
Well, there's certain things you can't throw in a dumpster.
Oh, yeah, okay? Those rules. Like a battery.
Yeah. Now, BJ, on the other hand, I'm a sneaky little son of a... You know
what? You just got to bury it somewhere. You they can't find it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I had a big old thing, and this was a thing of... I don't know what it is. It's not paint, but it's the primer. It's a 5-gallon bucket of primer. So I go get me some sawdust.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
And fill up some bags, trash bags, and pour it in there and let it soak it up.
Wow. What
then tie them together and throw it in there.
My God, that's a lot of work.
I've yet to be busted. But I like to try to get around the system.
Yeah.
You know? That way I feel like I really, you know, stuck it to the
you're
man.
You're not really using a roll away if you're not trying to abuse it a little
bit. Right, yeah. Right. Good point.
Yeah.
We have a big door that's full of glass. She says we can't put glass in there.
Why?
According to her, that's the rules.
Oh, I didn't know glass was would be a rule. I put glass in my trash all the time.
No, she was specifically on glass. Glass was a big deal, okay?
Maybe if it's leaded glass. Yeah.
So what did BJ do? I took a hammer and I broke the glass and filled it up in some trash bags. Glass is in there, folks.
I don't understand why glass wouldn't be a thing.
I don't know either.
That one seems like a cheap. Especially like because with construction, they're tearing out glass panes all the time.
She went to their website and it clearly states no glass. Huh? Yeah, no glass, no liquids.
Wow.
None of that stuff.
I mean, she would know.
Yeah. She knows the rules. But I like to break the rules. But you're right. We have a lot of junk.
I do. Where does it come from?
I think it's just years of being a hoarder.
Oh, you're a hoarder?
Sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I am. Yeah, I am.
Oh, that's the first step to recovery.
No, I think I am because I've got a lot of stuff like audio equipment and stuff that I just hang on to for
racks
no
of CDs.
Reason.
Yeah.
I've got, you know, cassette tapes that, you know, just old radio
shows.
You're
not going to throw in the Def Leppard cassette tape anytime soon?
No. I still have Menudo. Is that the group?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I still have that group.
Yeah.
Yeah. I might hear
Menudo.
It one day.
Menudo.
Menudo.
Yeah, Menudo.
That's them. Yeah. I still have their cassette. Yeah.
You love them.
I may have to flip that in one day. In fact, today might be a Menudo day.
Well, it makes sense because we watched you here when we cleaned out the studios. You took loads of stuff out of here.
I think Spadil might be a hoarder too.
Oh yeah. I have like loads of computer wires everywhere, and I'll just convince myself that I'm going to use this printer wire from 1995, even though I'll never find a printer for that.
Same thing. Yeah. I have just tons and tons of wires, and I have no idea what they go to.
Yeah.
No idea.
And I just can't convince myself to throw them away because I'm like, I might need to use this one day. There was one time during COVID where...
Here's a success story.
All of our computer system stopped working here at the radio station, and the only way for me to print out the prep was to bring in this one printer wire that I just happened to keep.
Success!
So it worked that one time.
Years in the making, man.
You are a genius.
Yeah, it took 15 years,
you knew
but
one day you would need that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the way I am. You and I both geniuses.
And it worked out for you.
Yeah.
Wow.
But we do have a lot of junk.
Yeah.
I got a feeling your garage is pretty full, too, Jamie.
Oh, my garage is full, but it's
really
full of empty boxes.
Yeah.
I just don't... It's such a pain to like break them down.
Break them down and fit them in the can.
I just throw them. There's on the third garage hole or whatever you call it space. It's just a pile of empty boxes. I'm like, zing!
Just log.
And then I keep thinking like, well, when my kid comes back, he can break them down because it's one box will take up a whole trash can. So I need to break them all down, but I'm like, I bet he'll probably do that for his mom. He won't.
No, he won't. And bottom line, this show's a mess. That's what you get from that, right?
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, draw deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeens strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Right.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Well, it's official now. I just can't even believe this happened.
What?
I mean,
what?
I was hoping there was still hope.
No, what? Yeah. What?
Fyre Festival has officially been canceled.
No!
I was hanging on.
Oh, we were going.
I mean, he told us that it might have to be moved because the Mexican government was screwing him over, and that, you know, because the government came out and said that they didn't know anything about it and that they didn't know what he's talking about.
So we're not going to Playa down in Mexico in June?
I guess not.
Oh.
You know, I was thinking about this Fyre Festival. Remember years ago when the first one first came out and Kylie Jenner was promoting it?
There was a ton of huge names.
Oh, my God. Huge celebrities. The promo itself, they flew everybody down to the Bahamas. And the promo cost over $1 million. But it's Kylie Jenner, because she's a supermodel, jumping off the side of a boat. And what's the other supermodel? Her friend or whatever. But she's also jumping on the side of the boat. All these beautiful people. And you're like, that is going to be a party. I mean,
yeah.
It looked amazing. And then it didn't happen.
I thought this one was going to be a party because we learned the first time. And this time you get it right.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
We're going to go down to Playa. We'll be down there in June.
Yeah.
Man, you and I were going.
I know.
I already bought my Speedo.
Here is the official TMZ report, number one.
So Fyre Festival 2 was supposed to happen in Playa del Carmen in Mexico.
Starting May 30th. But we just obtained texts from the event's producers where they say, Mexican government is a joke. They f***ed us. What happened?
Playa del Carmen released a statement saying that no such event with that name will take place in our city.
Well, they also said, we've never been even asked. Billy McFarlane and his team have said, we got their blessing.
And the man responsible for Fyre Fest 1, legally, according to his prison sentence, wouldn't lie, right?
So Billy McFarlane posted a big timeline showing when he had interactions with city officials, that on this date we got permits.
He even posted the permit! Seems legit, if you don't speak Spanish.
People who live in Playa del Carmen are pointing out that the permits he's showing is for a beach club that only allows 250 people, only pre-recorded music, and it has a decibel limit.
Oh my gosh.
So, adios, Mexico! Way to hold Billy's feet to the fire!
Wait a minute. Are they saying Billy could be a crook?
Oh, he lied?
What? What?
Oh, no!
That is strong accusation right there. You better be able to back that up, pal.
Man, that is, yeah.
I want to go.
It's over. It's over.
We were going to get to see Shannon Sharpe sing, weren't we?
Antonio Brown.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. It doesn't matter. We would have been there.
You could have got yourself a cheese sandwich like they had in the first one.
Yeah.
One of the pictures was just a piece of lettuce with a piece of white bread. It was so bad. All his vendors were like, oh my God.
It was terrible.
Yeah, it was. I watched both of the documentaries that came out about it. And I mean, these people, they were miserable. Miserable.
You know, people that bought tickets for this second one deserve to be scammed.
Oh, yeah.
You really do.
I agree.
If you don't get your money back, it's on you.
Yeah, for sure. Because
this guy went to prison.
Well, he still owes $21 million.
He pulled a scam the first time.
Yeah.
So. And you bought tickets for a second one?
Hey, there's a brand new Oreo coming out, and it's really pretty.
I love Oreos.
Well, you're going to love how pretty this one is. It's called the Cherry Blossom Matcha. Cherry Blossom Matcha, and half of it's pink. The filling is half of it's pink and half of it's light green. Very pretty.
Yeah, I don't like when they color these things.
You know?
No. And they don't taste any different. It's just, I don't know. There's something just,
like
it's
Skittles?
Like you with green beer.
Ugh, yeah,
okay, green beer, there's no difference in the taste.
Yeah.
But just looking at it, you just hate it. Right?
I do, right. Yeah.
Same thing with these foods.
So you're saying that the Cherry Blossom Matcha is the same taste as the white?
I don't know about that one. Oh, I don't know about that one. But sometimes they color these cookies or whatever,
with
but they taste the same.
Like the orange and black ones for Halloween?
Yeah. Gotcha. But they taste the same, but I just don't like to go off the board.
Here is something very exciting that's coming out, and that is the Mama Ju... Okay, I feel bad. I didn't know that we've had 6 seasons of Mama June's Family Crisis out there.
Yeah.
6 seasons. So the 7th season is coming out, but maybe because I don't watch Wii TV. So I didn't know there were 6 seasons out. Mama June Family Crisis, it premieres the 7th season Friday, May 30th. Doesn't the daughter, Honey Boo Boo, doesn't she go to college here in Colorado?
Don't know.
All right. Well, anyway, you can see it on WeTV or AMC Plus. Here is the trailer.
This season, get ready for a lot of changes.
Even though we might be a dysfunctional family, our dysfunctionality works for our family.
Where is my check?
This is the check you can have.
This isn't a game.
What the hell is Jonathan? We're getting a divorce.
Whoa!
So the whole sperm thing is a no.
Am I okay? Definitely not.
Alana's thriving in college.
I am officially in my second year.
But her relationship with Draylen is in trouble.
The judge really could sentence you to prison.
What are you gonna do, sit here and harp and wait on him for 10 years?
I'm just really hoping that he does not have to go to jail.
And speaking of court, Mama and Justin are fighting for custody of Caitlin.
We're gonna fight like hell to have that happen.
I can't believe this.
Yeah.
What happened?
Bombshells are getting dropped.
Hey. Can I come over?
Where are you going?
Why ask me so many questions? What's his name?
Maybe they're having like a mauve trois.
Whatever hope I had left for my marriage is gone.
Looks like I'm not the only one keeping secrets.
Mama June premieres Friday, May 30th on WeTV.
Whoa, doesn't that sound amazing?
There's something wrong with our society.
That is 7 seasons. This is a 7th season. And by the way, Honey Boo Boo, thanks, Schmidel, does in fact go to college here in Denver. She is attending the Regis University in Denver, Colorado. Yep. She started her college journey there in the fall of 2023, and she wants to become a nurse. So she's in the nursing program.
This family, they have more run-ins with the law than any family I've ever seen.
I know. Well, you gotta
they're
keep
always
the,
in court.
You got to keep the seasons exciting, right?
Mama June's been busted for meth.
Yeah, this has been a crazy, crazy.
She gets a TV show.
I know.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so anyway, it premieres May 30th. There you go. This is kind of crazy, too. We're going to be seeing this a lot. You know how Colorado is home of the Subaru?
Yeah.
I mean, everybody loves the Outback. It's just a go-to car here in Colorado.
Funny you should say that, because sometimes I'll be sitting at a stoplight, and I'll just notice the type of cars, especially if you're in the market for a car.
Right.
Okay? If you're in the market and you're thinking, you know, I need to get a new vehicle, then you start looking more. Subarus. Oh, my gosh.
Well,
they're
been,
everywhere.
It's been a thing for years. Yeah. I mean, everybody knows Colorado's home of the Subaru.
Jeez.
They make, like, funny even memes about everybody owning a Subaru here. Well, you all that own the Subarus are going to love this because Subaru is coming out with the Outback. And you know how it looks like a little station wagon or whatever? They're making it into a full-size SUV.
Oh.
Isn't that that thing's going to sell out.
Yeah,
it's going to be insane.
I had a Subaru once.
You did?
Yeah, I did several years
You're
ago.
You're not a lesbian.
It was a great car. Great car. Never had a problem with it.
Yeah, so it's the Outback SUV.
Yeah.
Yes, it's brand new. I don't know. What do we think of it? What do you think, Schmidel? You're looking at a picture.
It looks pretty impressive. It's a lot bigger, and it looks like it'd be fun to drive.
Yeah, fun to drive.
I was driving down I-25 the other day, and I actually saw a license plate for a Subaru Outback. It said L Subaru.
L Subaru?
Like just the letter L.
L.
Yeah.
Wonder what that means.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Because they used to call them Lesberus, remember?
Right. Yeah.
By the way, I knew a lesbian that drove a Subaru, and she was really mad that I pointed that out. And I was like, it's a thing. Come on. Like, you can't be mad at me. And she's like, it's really offensive you said that to me, Jamie. And I'm like, but it's a thing.
Is it really a thing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's a thing. It's a thing. Anyway, but don't point it out. They get mad.
I had one. It was a great car.
CBS, this is crazy. CBS, I don't even get what's going on, but they're facing a bunch of layoffs, I guess, and at Paramount, and the network is, that's their sister station, the network is now on the verge of permanently losing the distribution rights to Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune.
Oh,
I think they're going to lose this to Sony.
Doesn't Sony own them or something? It says the embattled broadcaster lost both shows on Wednesday following a ruling from a court in California that denied CBS requests to temporarily block Sony from distributing the popular game shows. Yeah. So that could be crazy.
Sony wants full control of distribution.
It's a staple at my house. Jeopardy. I mean, I'd turn it after Jeopardy. I don't want to go into Ryan, but it's a staple. I always watch Jeopardy because you always feel so smart when you get one right.
Yeah.
Just one.
It'll still be on. It's just whatever channel it comes on.
That's CBS huge. To lose wow. it is
yeah.
huge.
Yeah.
Absolutely horrible. And then finally, the Pittsburgh Steelers are considering kicking Aaron Rodgers to the curb. Oh, man. I guess Aaron Rodgers was kind of getting wishy-washy on him on whether he wanted to play or not. So then they decided, I guess, that they might not want him now.
Yeah.
He's 41.
He's a little flaky, isn't he?
He is flaky.
Yeah. And they keep saying, hey, buddy, we'll sign you. We'll sign you. I don't know. You might want to go ahead and sign if you want to play.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I don't think anybody else is out there screaming chomping they want Aaron Rodgers. Yeah.
You know, if you watch the documentary about, I'm a documentary person. I don't know if you guys have noticed that, but on Aaron, you kind of feel sorry for him.
Really?
Yeah, and you kind of start to really like him.
I like him.
You do?
I think he's a good. He's a good player.
He's so disciplined. Yeah. It's insane.
I don't know. I mean, why is there a negative about this guy?
I think he seems really pompous.
Yeah, he always comes off into like himself. That. Yeah.
But
yeah.
if you watch him, he's not on the show.
Uh-huh.
And maybe it's just for the show. Who knows? But he is just really like disciplined, and he loves the game. Like he loves football.
Well, he's opinionated. Okay, if that makes you think he's pompous, but I don't know. I mean, there's a big backlash on him, and I don't understand why.
He just seems to have a mindset to me where he thinks that him taking ayahuasca makes him a better person than everybody else. So I just don't like him.
Well, when he takes it on the Netflix show, it's with a bunch of people, and I mean anybody can take it because you go to these camps, right?
Right. Yeah.
And
it's like guided and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. So like you could go take it. It doesn't make him better than you because you could go to that camp.
Right, I don't think it makes him better than me, but he seems to think it does.
Huh.
He does?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I just thought he was always arrogant. That's what he came across to me.
I think
to be an NFL quarterback with his stature, I think you have to be a little arrogant.
Aren't they all arrogant, you guys?
I mean, come on. Who's not?
Well, when he got his MVP seasons, he came out and he was like, back-to-back MVP seasons right after I took ayahuasca. It's a no-brainer. Like, he literally said it that way.
Russell put, that we're going to the Super Bowl on his shoes.
They're all cocky.
I mean, talk about cocky.
You can't be a pro quarterback and not be cocky.
Yeah, I mean,
it just comes with the territory.
Even though Peyton seems really, really nice, you know he's a little bit cocky with his bros.
Yeah,
you know, because if you watch he and what's the goat? If you watch them play golf, he gets a little
flirty. Oh yeah, Tom Brady. Yeah. They go at each other.
And you take all these professional golfers; they've all got attitudes, but you gotta have that.
And why not?
Yeah.
I would. I mean, they're competitive, but they don't come off as pompous to me like Aaron Rodgers does.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I got this stinking show here, and I'm pompous.
And that is the truth. He is. He is.
That's all I got.
Yes. Yeah. He walks around and goes, don't you know who I am?
Yes. Yes. Did you see my last ratings?
Yeah. Yeah. Everywhere he goes, he's excuse me, I'm number one in this town.
And it's got nothing to do with Jamie.
No. Step off, everybody.
Yeah, it's all me.
Every time he's at King Supers.
Throws that around the deli.
The lady at the checkout at Safeway loves us.
Does she?
She just loves us.
Did you tell her we're number one?
Yeah.
No, okay, good. Oh, yeah,
multiple times.
Oh, yeah. I go in and see her every day.
Okay, good.
Thanks your name.
All right, I'm done. There you go. Tabloid trash.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.